This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:21 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Let's get a quick update on how the Bursa is looking like.
Giving back some of its gains, but it's still in positive territory because the FBM KLCI currently is 1601. It's currently only up 0.23%.
Still clinging above that 1,600.
Magical level.
Yes, that's the point. In any case, let's turn our attention to how we should allocate our assets or what our asset strategy should be like. The MSCI Asia Pacific Index has declined by 5% since the beginning of the year as the global stock sell-off continues in earnest as the war in Ukraine rages on. Meanwhile, the optimistic outlook for Asia's economy is darkened with rising inflationary concerns as prices of grains, energy and metals hit new highs.
Now, this is against an uncertainty of how steeply the Federal Reserve will actually raise interest rates at the FOMC meeting in March. But actually, is this period of volatility and market jitters actually a buying opportunity and should investors stay the course?
So for some thoughts on this, we speak to Patrick Chang, head of ASEAN Equities from Principal Asset Management. Patrick, good morning and thank you so much for joining us today. Now, global stocks have been rocked by the war in Ukraine with an extended sell-off, even here in Asia. Does this new geopolitical risk change your investment outlook?
Hi, good morning, Xiaoning and the rest of the BFM team. Thanks very much for having me again. I think in a nutshell, I think prior to this geopolitical tension that we had or having now, we've already dialed down our asset allocation strategy to think about risk in a bigger picture of things, right? Inflation risk, as you mentioned, interest rates hikes by the Federal Reserve, commodity price rising and so forth, right? And so the long story short, you know, our message to our clients since the beginning of the year has been to dial down risk, think about risk management, and obviously at some point in time to think about opportunities, right? But I think at this juncture itself, I think I want to highlight the fact that I think in terms of the asset allocation of clients, we want to make sure that our clients' asset allocation remains overweight equities with fixed income. But within that equity space itself, I think you need to think about risk because obviously the risk is rising in a world where geopolitical risk is rising. With equities itself, I do believe there are obviously some opportunities out there, which we can talk about a little bit later. But I do think that it is also paramount and our responsibility to ensure that we are investing in an environment where I think you need to focus on quality, you need to focus on fact, making sure that some of the stocks or sectors that we're in are basically are not. And hence, I think, as I said early on, I think risk management is key in this very volatile environment.
Now, Patrick, with the war, we know that commodities from oil, which hit a high of currently it's $116 a barrel when I'm looking at Bloomberg at the moment, to aluminium have been on a tear. Does this, however, then derail Asia's economic recovery, which is so export-driven?
Yeah, very good question, right? I think that the essence of this is to think about this from a time frame basis, right? And what kind of assumptions we put into in terms of the duration of this geopolitical tension. In a nutshell, we've come up with a probability scenario, right? And we actually think that there's possibly a 40% chance that oil prices hit 120 in this environment. The duration of it is still up in the air because it is really not my day job to forecast that. But essentially, I do think that if the 40% probability of oil hitting 120, obviously there will be some countries in Asia which if the duration of this gets prolonged, will impact in terms of the balance of payments, current account deficits, and so forth, right? Countries like India, Thailand, and Philippines, obviously, were biggest losers. And interestingly enough, Malaysia, Indonesia, on a relative basis, tend to be winners because they are net commodity exporters. So I do think that at some point in time, people will start to think about the inflation cycle in ASEAN as well as in Asia. And I also think that that will impact, for example, growth assumptions as well, and also interest rates assumptions.
So following up on that, right, you did mention that you're taking a bit more of a conservative approach and considering risk in your portfolio. But I'm curious, what are the safe haven markets? Or should we look at it more from a bottom-up approach? Specifically, what would you choose? What would you pick?
I think in the short term, what is very interesting of late over the last month or so is that people have gravitated towards value countries, And what do we mean by value? Value means countries which basically have been ignored and basically have been kind of shunned because they have a lot of banking sectors and commodity sectors, the likes of the ASEAN countries, particularly in Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia. So you started to see a lot more inflows, foreign inflows going to these three key markets, right? So I think ASEAN looks quite interesting. The other thing where I think where customers or clients want to gravitate towards more growth and where the opportunities are is also in Asia itself, where from an asset allocation basis, we continue to like Asia, not because we're biased, because we think there's a lot of value out there, particularly in China. Obviously, there are more moving parts in China these days. But I do believe that if you take a longer-term view and start to price in a lot of the growth that's probably going to come in, especially in an environment where the monetary policies are a bit deviating from the Federal Reserve, whereby I think they will be maybe cutting more rates, stimulating the economy and so forth, I do think there is going to be some pockets of opportunities down there. But having said that, I think the key, in markets today is to focus on quality, right? And hence, that's our job, make sure that our portfolios remain resilient in this volatile market.
So are we close to a buying opportunity yet?
Every day is a buying opportunity. but jokes aside, I do think that, I do hope that we get a resolution of this geopolitical risk. It remains to be seen. But I do think that a dollar cost averaging exercise is paramount in this environment.
And you've got 30 seconds, right? Tell us what is beginning to look interesting on your radar.
I think there's a great opportunity at some point in technology, but I don't know how to time that. I think technology looks a bit oversold, but I do think that at the end of the day, it is China, as I said earlier on, is also very, very interesting. So I think those are the opportunities that I think clients should look at.
Patrick, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Patrick Chung, Head of ASEAN Equities from Principal Asset Management, giving some suggestions on how we can look at investment within this very volatile economy. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.